Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Road to Survivor Series has begun, plus plans beyond Thunderdome have been revealed, and the Marvel superheroes wrestling, kinda. For Tuesday, October 27th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Dropping the soundtrack to Survivor Series this year, and we're on the road to it now. Interbrand matches have been announced for this year's Survivor Series pay-per-view. It'll be Raw versus SmackDown. No involvement of NXT this time around. Just the red brand and the blue brand. And we will see non-title champion versus champion matches taking place outside of the traditional 5-on-5 men's and women's Survivor Series matches. So, at time of recording, based on the champions currently within the company, we will see the Street Profits, the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, facing the New Day, Kingston and Woods, as Raw Tag Team Champions. We'll also see the US Champion Bobby Lashley against the Intercontinental Champion Sami Zayn. The Raw Women's Champion Asuka will face the SmackDown Women's Champion, now Sasha Banks. And the new WWE champion, Randy Orton, set to face the Universal Champion, Roman Reigns. So two of those matches are heel versus heel. Two of those matches are face versus face. So an interesting arrangement for Survivor Series this year. Of course, there's a couple of weeks to go before we get there. No doubt some titles may move around a little bit between now and then. We will see. But that's how Survivor Series shapes up. Interesting to have it without NXT this time around. I guess there's been so many issues with NXT and the roster that they've just decided to sit this one out. Obviously, Finn Balor is an injury concern right now, and he's the NXT champion. There's been a few other people who are on the shelf, which means that you're not playing with your full power deck at the moment. So they made the decision to make it just Raw on SmackDown. And NXT will no doubt do its own thing around then as well. We'll talk about how they began the journey to Survivor Series last night on Raw Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later today, as well as also on the YouTube channel later on today, WTF moments from Monday Night Raw with Ross Tweddle. Wasn't it great to have Ross back on the channel last night? I must admit, I was a fan of Cultaholic before I joined So I was with you yesterday watching the premiere of WTF Moments from Hell in a Cell. And it just felt right to see Ross back again. Really did. He's back later on today with the WTF moments from last night's Raw. And there were some good ones for him, including a moment which saw Mia Yim possibly covered in spiders. Won't go into any more detail. We'll talk about it later. Life Beyond the Thunderdome keeps coming up in conversation because obviously WWE can't stay at Amway forever. They have to be looking elsewhere. And it looks as if there are plans going forward for them to move away. So this comes from Wrestling Observer, who say, as of right now, the NBA is looking at a 22nd of December start with games played in the home cities rather than the bubble, perhaps without fans. That would seem to mean that WWE would have to be out of the building before that period at the very latest, as that is where Orlando Magic play. The NHL is looking at a 1st of January start to start a full season as well. WrestleVotes have added to this by saying, quote, Thunderdome update. Sources state WWE is set to leave the Amway Center by the 1st of December. Arenas in North Carolina, Texas, and Illinois were discussed over the weekend. WWE needs to find a spot where no team plays and they're able to house the weight and power requirements of the setup. It's quite a specific demand WWE are going to need. It will be a shame for most of the performers to be leaving the Thunderdome and leaving Orlando. So many of them now live around that area. So it's just convenient for them to pop on the freeway and get yourself to the Amway Center. It might not be the same kind of discussion when it comes to doing stuff in, say, Texas or Illinois. You may have to look at having like a bubble of your stars there for a set period of time, may even go back to doing blocks of tapings so stars don't spend too long away from home. I guess we'll see how that plays out. But it looks as if going into the new year, the WWE will be beyond Thunderdome, or at least the Thunderdome will be somewhere else.
There is a very short yet an impressive list of men that have had this title 14 times or more. Ric Flair, John Cena, Triple H, my mentor, Triple H, my mentor, Ric Flair, one of my greatest opponents and someone who I've fought tooth and nail in that ring more than anybody else, I'd venture to say, John Cena. So that short list, I am now a part of that list. So yes, I'd say if tonight's win didn't make me a legend, well, at the very hell least, it definitely is sweet.
Randy Orton picked up the WWE Championship on Sunday, his 14th time, as you heard there, and it's led to some confusion from the locker room. So reported by Fightful Select, there was plenty of confusion, according to them, within WWE regarding the decision to take the title from Drew McIntyre and give Orton a 14th reign. Orton had been protected between WrestleMania and SummerSlam quite a bit, and he'd lost to Drew McIntyre several times, though. And that's where the confusion was. Like, he was very much the guy that was built up. He then put over Drew McIntyre and he's almost got a win back on Sunday. And now he's the champion again. It was mentioned in Fightful Select that Orton is very well liked by people in WWE. He's helped a lot of younger talent in the last year as well. There's been a lot of love for him in that department. But just the general feeling that it seems weird to stop Drew McIntyre's run when it has been so well received. It does seem a shame. I don't believe it's the last time he'll hold the title, though. With almost definitely. Incidentally, Randy Orton was speaking recently about some plans that he would like to see come to fruition going forward. Obviously, now he is a record-tying 14-time world champion. He's referenced it a couple of times in other interviews and stuff. But he also talked about maybe a dream match that he would love to have. This was mentioned in an interview that he did recently where he said he would love to see a match where he and John Cena are both fighting for the record number of title wins. and with the plans for both of them to retire, but only one of them can retire on top. An Orton-Cena match at WrestleMania with one or both of them retiring at the very end. Have we had enough time between the last Orton-Cena match for us to embrace that? Some food for thought for you today. It was reported just the other day that Marty Scurll's name had been removed from the active roster page on Ring of Honor's website. So this has led to some discussion as to Marty Scurll's role within ROH. Dave Meltzer has said that Marty Scurll currently does not have a role in Ring of Honor. He was re-signed to ROH a year or so back to be a part of the booking team ahead of offers from other places. He signed a big deal to stay with Ring of Honor. Dave Meltzer has discussed Scurll's status on Wrestling Observer Radio. He says that he's currently not involved in creative, which is what he was hired to do, and he's been taken off the active roster with no plans to use him. This all comes following allegations made around and about Scurll during the speaking out movement. Now, Marty Scurll has released two statements denying any wrongdoing, but those allegations were put out there. In late June, Ring of Honor said they were launching an investigation into the speaking out movement accusations against their talent, but we haven't seen anything from them since that announcement. He hasn't actually wrestled anywhere, Marty Scurll, since February, and he wasn't part of Ring of Honor's recent TV tapings. When we know more, we'll let you know more about it at cultaholic.com. If you're listening to this podcast in the UK, how about some cashback? We've teamed up with Quidco, and they get you cash back when you spend money online at hundreds of top retailers, Currys, eBay, Argos, Amazon. You can get money back on stuff that you were already going to buy. And if you sign up through cultaholic.com/cashback, you get a free fiver for signing up with cashback paid into your bank account or via PayPal. Sign up now and get a fiver on us at cultaholic.com/cashback.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Have we already had a draft back to the other side? So Monday Night Raw got Tucker from Heavy Machinery in the draft, and it looks as if he's already moved back to SmackDown. He's listed on the SmackDown roster at WWE.com. This could potentially be an error. This could be a potential change prematurely before they made any real announcement, because it looks as if Otis and Tucker are about to get into something. So whether or not there is a plan to put Tucker on the same brand as Otis so they can sort that feud out, that wouldn't surprise me. But it looks as if Tucker's back on SmackDown. WWE filed trademarks on the 21st of this month for the Sin Cara character. Now, Sin Cara hasn't been used on television for quite some time. In fact, it was back in December last year that Jorge Arriaga Rodriguez, the man who played the recent incarnation of Sin Cara, left the company. And there was talk that he might take that gimmick with him, but WWE have just signed to use the name and likeness in all the usual areas, the games, the toys, the marketing, etc. So I do believe if Rodriguez is set to return, it won't be as Sin Cara, because WWE owns that. The lawsuit against WWE regarding CTE and head injuries has been dismissed by the US Court of Appeals. The mandate from courtesy of PW Insider goes as follows. Upon due consideration, it is hereby ordered, adjourned, 16 and decreed that the appeals sanctioned orders are dismissed. The merits appeals of the dismissal of all claims in Haynes, this being Billy Jack Haynes, versus WWE Inc., McCullough, this being Ross McCullough, versus WWE Inc., Fraser, which is the relatives of Nelson Fraser, aka the late Viscera, versus WWE, and Singleton, this being NXT star Adam Mercer, versus WWE. They are all dismissed, and the judgment of the district court on all other claims is affirmed. We are crowning a new Ring of Honor Pure Champion next week following a tournament. It is down to Tracy Williams and Jonathan Gresham going one-on-one to crown the first Pure Champion in over 14 years. Previous holders of the Pure Championship, they are very much a who's who of wrestling. AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Nigel McGuinness, Daniel Bryan, to name but four. Tracy Williams or Jonathan Gresham will add their name to that list next week. Congratulations to Elias. His album Universal Truth hit number one on the Apple Music Soundtracks chart during Raw on Monday night. Triple H took to Twitter during the episode of Raw to congratulate Elias, saying, "Constantly evolving and creating. Congratulations, Elias, on the new album and the success it has had so far." You can find out more about Universal Truth wherever you get your music from. It is free to download and free to stream on pretty much all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you get your songs from. Looking ahead to Triple Mania 28, there was a press conference all about AAA's big end-of-year spectacular, and they are adamant that they want to have this show in front of a live crowd. AAA said that the company hopes to run Triple Mania in December. Running the event, however, will be based on Mexico City, improving its current orange COVID-19 health tracker status. Dorian Rolden said there are no plans to hold Triple Mania in an empty arena. They want people there. We already know that AEW's Kenny Omega will be a part of Triple Mania. He'll be facing the Laredo Kid for the AAA Mega Championship, a match they were meant to have back at Rey de Reyes in March, but the event obviously cancelled because of COVID. So Omega puts that title on the line against the Kid in December. And staying with AAA, some big news on a collaboration with Marvel. So Marvel and AAA Lucha Libre are launching a partnership that's going to see a group of new wrestlers inspired by Marvel superheroes and villains. They've also announced a series of family shows. This is the press release. It says, Marvel and AAA get together to expand the sporting and cultural experience of Mexican wrestling. As part of the actions that will be taken for this collaboration, a new group of wrestlers inspired by Marvel's most iconic superheroes and villains will be introduced, and a series of family shows that will gather the perfect combination of sports, culture, and entertainment that distinguishes wrestling in Mexico will be developed. A Marvel superhero inspired wrestling promotion. I'm so excited about this. So you're going to have characters that are going to bleed in a little bit to the Marvel universe, like a Leyenda Americana, which is a Captain America-esque wrestler in a Lucha Libre mask. Venenoide, which is Venom in a big Lucha Libre mask. You get the idea. It's really, really exciting. You can find out more about it by going to marvel.com. There's a whole article about Marvel entering the world of Lucha Libre online right now. Just a reminder that the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review this week has been moved to Thursday. You will hear Matthew, Greg, and myself talking about vintage episodes of SmackDown on Thursday instead of today. So forewarned is forearmed. Tomorrow on the podcast feed, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps, where we are chatting to independent wrestler Still Life with Apricots and Pears. An incredible story of a non-binary wrestler who has just taken the independent world by storm. We talk all about their journey to get into wrestling. We talk about transitioning, which they're currently going through, whilst finding their feet in the world of professional wrestling. And, of course, they'll be picking their three matches that they want to watch while stranded on a desert island. And there is some great conversation around these. I can't wait to share with you tomorrow. My guest, Still Life with Apricots and Pears, on the Cultaholic podcast feed for a brand new episode of Desert Island Grabs. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, we welcome Ross Tweddle back to Cultaholic, a brand new WTF for Monday Night Raw coming later today. You can watch the WTF moments from Hell in a Cell from last night as well. That is online right now. If you missed it over the weekend, you can check out the incredible story of WWE's Plane Ride from Hell. We go back to 2002 for this, and it's the story of a journey back from the UK that saw wrestlers, by the time they land, getting fired and suspended. It's an amazing story, and it's on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Adam Pacitti is back for See You Next Tuesday. I know what that stands for. That's rude. Adam is going to be on later today watching some old school British television. And you can join with us as well. We have new emotes and a new look and a new feel to our Twitch channel. And you can subscribe right now at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.